The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And to Sam and Greg, take us with you in the Odyssey app. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. It's the 19th day of January. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
See how I did that with Denise Williams?
Yeah, man. Department? How about that?
Yeah.
She would appreciate
she
that.
She really would. Yeah. And a shout out to you folks in Bill Arp. You know about Bill Arp?
No, really.
Oh, see, I had to educate you to Ellenwood last one, and actually, she'd done that with Noelle. I should have shut up and let her do
she
it.
She been the tour guide,
but
she told us the places that you want to make sure to not miss in Ellenwood.
Now, Sam, Bill Arp is an unincorporated community. It's in Douglas County.
Okay.
Nearby the communities of Winston and Douglasville. Okay, so that's where it is. It's in that general area. Post office called Bill Arp. That's one word, but I call it two words: Bill Arp. But post office is Bill Arp.
Bill Arp.
Yeah.
Established. Is that near like Arbor Place? Is that near the mall?
Maybe. Close to there, yeah.
Maybe out in that area.
Incorporated in the year that Marty McFly went back, or Doc Brown went back to the Old West, 1885.
Whoa.
Yeah. Anyway. Sam and I, on this Sunday morning, we're going to talk Caleb Johnson here in a little bit, talking Hawks. Big win up in Boston last night. And but these NFL playoffs. They say what they say about the Chiefs because their stars regularly show up at the brightest time, and they did again last night. So we're going to get into that. But I have to do this. First of all, congratulate to you again for winning the award. What's the governing body or the bigger body that gave you the award?
Well, United States Tennis Association's Southern Section. Okay. The Southern Section is basically representatives from the states around the southeastern United States. They gathered in town this weekend for their meeting, and they had the awards yesterday. The people who really work for tennis, volunteer, they teach it, they coach it, they promote it, organize it, make sure that nobody gets left out. If you want to participate in the sport, be it anyway, if you have some type of disability, you're financially disadvantaged, to make sure that tennis is available to everyone. And so you know, a lot of those people were saluted yesterday, and like I said, it was a room full of game changers and difference makers, and me. Somehow
I don't take a back seat to nobody in that room.
Somehow I was in there, but just thankful for it. I appreciate it very much, and congratulations once again to all of the award winners and everyone who's been in town from the Southern Section.
By the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, and I hadn't mentioned this throughout the show, there we've got obviously both games today. And they all start at 3 o'clock. Well, the pregame starts at 2:30 here, kick at 3 for both divisional playoff games. Then tomorrow, we talked about the Hawks going out of here on King Holiday. They will not be home, but they will be up in New York.
Yes.
And taking on the Knicks, we have that game for you, in case you can't get in front of a TV. Pregame at 2:30, tip at 3. And we also have the Hawks versus Detroit on Wednesday.
Now that's back, they're back home for that.
They're back home for that one. They're back home taking on Toronto, too, on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back right there. Before we get into this talk here, you brought me a present before the show started, and I said I was going to try and incorporate this in. What you got your mouth all frowned
out? Nothing.
Okay.
What's wrong?
And you brought me a nice little thing here, and it's like a box of movie questions, and I didn't do it last time, so I just want to ask you one quick question. Let's see if you can answer it. Okay?
I doubt if I can.
I doubt if you can, too, because this is a hard one. Like, I wouldn't have got – I mean, the questions
if
in
you
this
– If you're not getting it, I know I'm not getting
if she can,
it.
Well, she's not there, but if she could, I don't even know some of this stuff. What was the year Stepmom was released?
Stepmom.
1999.
No, you're a year off. 98. But I wouldn't have known any of that. Okay. I did know this one. I don't even know the show. So Noelle's going to jump in. In Never Been Kissed, what is Josie Geller's high school nickname? Josie, I guess, is her name. Josie Geller's high school nickname. I never saw that, Never Been Kissed.
No, I didn't see the movie.
Josie Grossi.
Ooh.
That's what. And which actor starred?
Yeah, that is what it was. I ain't seen a movie in years.
See, at least you've seen it. All right, I'll end with this one. Which actor starred as William Shakespeare in Shakespeare in Love? Now, I heard of this one, but I still didn't see it.
Shakespeare in Love.
Shakespeare in Love. Who was it?
Oh, I can see his face, too, but I can't think of who it was.
Joseph Fiennes? That's what it says.
Ooh, I would have never came up with that name. Yeah, I know his face, but I would never came up with that name. Joseph
Fiennes. Yeah, you got a hard thing here, Sam. Well, I ain't winning no money on
I don't think all of them are. I think it goes to different levels.
It's just one big thing. Can't Fight the Moonlight by Leanne Rimes was the theme
Coyote
song
Ugly.
For which she got it. Control of the board stays with her. Okay, so all right.
All right. We have some fun with that. You look like you're burying the lead, man. Well, you're bearing the lead about the playoff game that had the biggest impact at your home.
No, we're not trying to talk about that.
Why not?
Because I don't live in a truck stop more, which is where I live.
But I'm just saying.
Listen, she didn't come up to bed last night.
You notice, how he cleverly just skirts around that game.
Yeah, we've been skating around that one this morning.
He ain't want to talk about that game at all, man. I mean, come on. You got to give us something here.
I'm going to bring you into my house yesterday. Sam, of course, is talking about Lions taking out of Washington. Everything's about hit. What is that from?
That's the Lions fight song.
Who the hell knows the Lions fight song?
That's a guy who sings it every time they score. Every time they score a touchdown, his brother comes out there in the hard hat and sings it. Roaring down the field. And the hill. You know, right. And in the end, he lives out this. And in the end,
does he mumble it like that?
And in the end, he goes, "Good Lions," with that cold pumpkin pie. That's what they serving up there last night. They brought the cold pumpkin pie back, and the Lions are out, folks. Ooh, all right, now.
I ain't never seen faces look so pitiful. I'm so sorry. Because Ben Kurt asked the number one question last week, I believe. And I think I'm the only person that answered the question, and it wasn't an advantageous answer. But the question was, who is going to stop Jaden Daniels? And the answer is nobody. He's just running through everybody.
It's like he's been here before.
He's running through chiffon paper, man. Like, I thought it was just us, but it wasn't just us. He's doing the same thing to everybody. Like, it's like Cam Newton on steroids. You just give him the RPO and get out of his way. It's insanity.
And the thing is, how much bigger is he than Bryce Young?
He's a bit taller. He's taller than Bryce.
He's taller, but he ain't much thicker than him, right?
I mean, maybe just by virtue of being taller, but no, to your point.
My point is that he's not getting banged around like Bryce. Anyway, we can talk about offensive lines with that. All right, y'all going to put me on the spot. Let me just say this, okay?
He's really having a problem with this, Nicole.
Oh.
I mean, he's having a problem with this.
The next couple weeks were planned out to watch these games with that team that wears Hawaiian blue. But
we need to play the Lions
not
fight
so much.
Song.
No.
Noel, you need to play the Lions fight song.
By the third quarter last night, going in just a little bit into the fourth quarter, I had to get upstairs and get to bed because I had to get up here right this morning, right? So I went upstairs and left the truck stop noise that was coming out of my living room because of people cussing downstairs. And I took Jesse with me.
You took Jesse with you?
I took Jesse. I walked Jesse.
Jesse, we're not going to expose you to this. Come on.
You got to go. Because what happens is she gets excited and starts screaming. Jesse thinks something's wrong with her, and she jumps on her mama. Right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
Says, John and Jesse, everything's fine, right? And people who have dogs understand this.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. They hate to see their people upset.
So I took Jesse. Thinking I figured what was going to be the outcome of the game, and we just left. And I would, you know, get up in the morning and you know, kiss goodbye and say I'm sorry, whatever. So when I got up, it was still just me and Jessie in the bed. I'm serious, man. She didn't even come up.
Oh.
She stayed downstairs and now she probably didn't want to disturb me.
Yeah.
But she watched the post game and all of that stuff, but she didn't even come up.
Mm.
And I got up this morning to come in. I just, you know, directed her upstairs. Jessie was waiting for her and I left. But no, she's not happy, man. She's not happy. It was one thing, you know, to have Michigan have the season they did this year, but she didn't expect that much, right? They did what they had to do.
Right.
They could have the crappiest season, which they did, but yeah. They beat you know who.
Yeah.
So she's happy about that. But she's not happy about the two teams in the national championship. Well, one of them she is, but the other one she don't want nothing to do with. But yeah, it was a whole lot of truck stop noises coming out of my living room last night because of how the Lions played. But this is a special situation going on there in Washington. And we have seen this before, haven't we? Not necessarily with the quarterback, but with the coach.
We Noel have seen the Dan Quinn magic. I believe in it. I'm sorry. I believe in the Dan Quinn magic. Like, we ran out of batteries here.
We
got a little moldy here.
Yeah.
You know, we had to scrape off the mold and start over. But, you know, man, he looked like he done worked out some kinks. And, to be honest, the number one thing that happened here was you didn't have an offensive coordinator. Well, Cliff Kingsbury and this Jaden Daniels connection is just, it's like, man, you got a bigger, taller, maybe a little better Kyler Murray, and they over there going crazy.
Now, how come he can't get a job, you know, next year? He probably don't want to go back to head coaching. Back to head coach, not this quick. If he don't get a ring with Washington this year, he needs to stay. Because them two dudes in Detroit are gone. The offensive and defensive coordinator. They're both gone. And they're going to be the most coveted ones. There are going to be people who want Kingsbury, but the taste of that Arizona filling a lot of folks' mouths.
I mean, which is why this is fine for him, because he's at a high, like his name is high up on the offensive coaching ranks right now. Like, I remember I felt like Mike Shula should have left Carolina after the Super Bowl year, because I was like, it's going to go downhill from here, and this is the highest your name has ever been. If you don't get out now, you're not going to get a head coaching job. And he didn't, because that offense went off a cliff.
All right, so if you want to believe what's being said about the defensive coordinator in Detroit ended up maybe New Orleans.
Okay.
And
I see you, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
And Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson, I don't know where he is.
Raiders, maybe.
Raiders, probably. You know, Brady loves him, so they're making room for him maybe out there. Who gets the Cowboys job? Nobody cares, right?
Man,
but here's where I'm saying
it. Who wants it?
Exactly.
Which is why I think Dan Quinn left on the loan, but.
Right. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if anybody wants to grab Kingsbury, and my question is to you, would this be the fit? You want him in Jacksonville? Because you got a first-round pick. You got a guy right there who was obviously not done right. Didn't you cover him? It was a Carol? Trevor? Trevor Lawrence.
Cartersville.
Yeah, Cartersville. Obviously, yeah.
So we know that he's got better talent than what we've seen so far. Do you think Cliff Kingsbury is the guy to bring that out in Jacksonville? Because they're starting over. I mean, it's just an interesting thought. And I, though, believe he should stay in one more year. Now, if they win it all, you know, maybe. But he got a good situation. And I'm sure mentally, you know, when you've been in the head man, it's not just your abilities. You are mentally taxed.
Yeah.
He might need a few more years just to kind of just be the guy that the guy relies on.
And you're not wrong, because we saw that with Dan Quinn, right? Like, he sat there in Dallas for a couple years. He even interviewed and then didn't take jobs.
How long did it take you? Nobody's bringing up 28-3 anymore.
For him, anyway. Well, Brady did last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
He said...
Well, he's the one who did it.
He said, if you're Dan Quinn, you probably aren't comfortable with head coach, with ownership coming down to the field before the end of the game. That was a Super Bowl shot. Which is why I want Greg Olsen back. Give me my Greg Olsen back.
Yeah, really.
Put Greg Olsen back with little baby KK. The announcement was boring last night. It was boring. B-O-R-I-N-G. Boring.
Does he leave all that money on the table?
No, he ain't going nowhere and Fox ain't going to take him. I'm just yelling because I don't like it.
Yeah.
But he ain't going nowhere and Fox ain't going to move him. But, man, I miss Greg Olsen. That's something I would have never said in that Panthers blue.
Y'all remember Eastern Airlines?
Yeah.
It shut down on this day.
On this day.
Today was the day that Eastern Airlines said adieu. It was a wrap. 91.
91.
Wow.
Remember that very well.
Minute since that happened.
Remember that well.
The board game Scrabble debuted on this day, and Georgia as a state did something on this day.
On this day.
They actually had to turn things around, as we now know, but they seceded from the Union today.
On this day.
Georgia said, we're out. We're going to take part in, we're going to stand on that side of the fence for you know what's going on. 1861. Happened on this day. Like I said, things turned around. It worked out nicely. And celebrating a birthday today would have been Minnesota Fats. Minnesota Fats would have been his birthday today. He has a real name, Rudolph Waterron Jr. Anyway, go see the movie The Hustler. Great flick. Paul Newman. Jackie Gleason. You ready to talk to Caleb?
Yeah.
See what's in the secret sauce with this Hawks team right now?
I know, that's right.
All right, well, he's going to join us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's the 19th day of January. It's a Sunday morning, and Sam and I are with you. We're going to be with you tomorrow morning on King Holiday, getting you ready for a national championship game. But today we have got Division action. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we have got those games for you here. Everything gets started at 2:30. Kick of game one is at 3 o'clock. We have Hawks action tomorrow night. They obviously always play on King Holiday. They're going to be up in New York, and that pregame is at 2:30. Tip at 3.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Before I bring our guest on here, let me ask you one more question here because I didn't do this the last time here. You ain't going to get that one.
Okay.
You're just not. I'm not even going to bother. Which real-life couple started the 1987 film Overboard?
Oh.
Come on, Noelle. You can jump in here, too. She's still got
Goldie Hawn. And.
We'll accept Elvis as an answer.
No.
He played Elvis a couple times.
Yeah.
He is probably the longest living and still relevant child actor. I'm confidently to say, other than Ron Howard, but I think he's older than Ron Howard.
He is older than Ron Howard.
Yeah. Ron Howard would be the other one, but he's not really acting anymore. But this dude is easily the...
Ryan O'Neal.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. No. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
There you go.
Which is hilarious because I just watched a movie with their son, their only child together in it yesterday.
What was that?
It's a movie called Everybody Wants Some.
Hmm.
If you've seen Dazed and Confused, you might like it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got gotcha. You.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I got gotcha. You.
I enjoyed it.
Is our guest ready? And let's bring him on here. He's one of us.
Yeah, he is.
And Spark, when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks, the dude's got his own seat. You know, he's like, you know, a fixture down there. And we apologize to him. We did it last week. We'll do it again. That we didn't tap into his knowledge sooner, but we got him now. Caleb Johnson, good morning. Thanks for joining us here, man. This morning, Sam and Greg.
Morning, man.
Hey, good morning, guys.
And we're going to start doing silly stuff with you since you were part of the show. Not this morning. Don't have anything planned, but just look for that coming around the corner.
What do you think about this week? Why do you describe the week with this team? Because we basically took a JV squad up to Chicago and got a win. Before we get to last night, talk about this JV squad that went up to Chicago and won, man.
I mean, it was just absolutely insane. It was really fun. It's one of those things that, guys, we have to do the whole, like, enjoy that game without making too much of it, because I think fans have the tendency of, when they see performances like that from Keaton Wallace, from Daquan Plowden, it's like, well, hey, why aren't we playing these guys more? And it's like, no. Understand this. They were sent into that Chicago game going, hey, you've got nothing to lose. There is no one behind you on the bench that is going to, you know, sub in if you play poorly. Just go out there and have fun and play as hard as you can. And that's exactly what we saw from those guys. And it was so much fun to see. Obviously, with Daquan Plowden making his NBA debut, and he was someone that I saw his agent post on social media has had like a long story of trying to get to the NBA and have this moment. And then from Keaton Wallace, we've seen this ability from him in spurts at times, but just never on a real consistent basis enough to be able to trust him in that backup point guard role. He has a game winner for the Skyhawks on Tuesday in Cleveland, I believe it was, and then Wednesday comes and joins the Hawks and then has 27 and the Hawks, you know, beat up on the Bulls. It was an incredible thing to see. Also, what we've seen from Onyeka Okongwu as of late, he's been someone that, guys, I haven't shied away from being critical of him earlier in the season, because I think it's one of those, I feel like a bit like a dad where I'm like, I know you can do better, and I'm not seeing it kind of thing.
Right.
And I feel like what we've seen from Onyeka Okongwu the last three games has been a guy, whether it's the 20 points, 20 rebounds that he had against the Suns, or following it up with a really solid performance against the Bulls. And even last night, like, Onyeka Okongwu was playing some of his best basketball. And it comes at a really great time because the Hawks, you know, they've got to make some decisions on if they view him as being part of the future. It is my understanding that they do. I thought maybe he could be a potential trade option for this team because I didn't know if he fit them long term. But if he's playing like this, then hey, those decisions aren't tough. He's going to stick around, you know, especially for the foreseeable future.
Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Post-in-season tournament. What has, if anything, in your mind, changed about this team that's put them where they are right now?
I think for, and it's funny to say this because it hasn't been the last couple of weeks, but they were, to start off after that tournament, which also, Greg, let me slightly correct you. The NBA has changed it. It's the NBA Cup now. They didn't want to go with the in-season tournament because it sounds very boring. So they tried to jazz it up with NBA Cup. But when they came off of that NBA Cup game, they were healthy and they were playing some of their best basketball because they were healthy. And then obviously you get hit with some injuries, whether it's Jalen, whether it's DeAndre Hunter, now Zachary Reeves is doing that sort of thing. But they're playing with, and it might sound cheesy, but they're playing with grit, and they're playing with a sense of pride and speed. I think that is one of those things, is they want to play fast, and the nights that they're able to do that, they are scoring a lot of points and they're winning basketball games. I think the other thing, too, that showed through that NBA Cup stretch there that has continued on, that really showed last night, is their defense stepping up, especially in crucial moments.
Yeah.
It's going to have moments where it doesn't look its best. Like, those things are still going to happen, A, because they're a young team, and B, because it's the NBA. I mean, the other night, watching Kevin Durant do what he did for the Phoenix Suns against this team, there are nights you're going to be playing guys like that, who there is nothing you can do to stop them. Jaylen Brown, another one that, man, there is hardly anything you can do to really stop a guy like that, unless you cause him to, you make it more difficult for him to hit his shots, you make it more difficult for him to pass out of those things, and then you see a Jaylen Brown go, 9 for 25 or 9 for 27 last night. It was insane. Yeah. He shot the ball so many times. And, you know, just a big-time volume scorer that wasn't putting the ball in the basket. That is really what's done it for them, is their defense bowing up in important moments. But them having a confidence and attacking has been something that Hawks fans, quite honestly, aren't real familiar with that they're getting to see this season.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning. Always great to catch up with this guy, with Caleb Johnson. And he is social. You can always find him at ATL Johnson 18. At ATL Johnson 18. Thoughts about some plays you talked about in Onyeka Okongwu, and in 19 points, 13 rebounds. That was great. Jalen Johnson is back. Talk about the difference of having him back last night. I don't know how many minutes he ended up playing last night, but it was good to have him back in the lineup.
Yeah, he played over 35 minutes last night, which really surprised me. I expected him to be on a minutes restriction. And while he didn't have a minutes restriction, I think he had he hasn't played NBA basketball in a little while last night. But Jalen is a game changer for this team. There are two players on this team that, when they are out of the lineup, the Hawks' chances of winning significantly decrease, because I don't think the person who comes in behind them can measure up in any sort of way, and that's obviously Trae Young, and then Jalen Johnson is the next one. We've obviously had to see this team fill in for Jalen these last few games. He came back for that Lakers game but just didn't look himself in the West Coast road trip, and then hadn't played since. They just are not able to fill his shoes very well, especially, no offense to a guy like David Roddy, but he is just no match for what Jalen Johnson brings in the rebounding department and, just his ability to score the basketball. He was a little bit quieter last night on the offensive side of things, but still finished with, I think, 13 rebounds in this one. Just looked more like himself, and this team absolutely has to have him if they want any chance of winning games and maybe surprising teams when it comes to the end of the season, getting into the playoffs. I think that's a big part of, what happened last year when he spent so much time injured, is this team really kind of lost their way. And this year, I think they have done a better job of trying to fill in when he was missing, but you saw it against like a Denver Nuggets team against the Clippers team, against first time that they saw the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix on that long road trip. They just didn't match up well while missing Jalen Johnson. So having him back is crucial. It's also really weird because Nakley knows what happened with this injury and why it kind of plagued him for so long. So hopefully, there's some people able to talk to him last night. And then, Monday when they get to New York, I know the AJC will be out there for that Monday game. And so hopefully some better answers of like, hey, what happened and are you okay? Because it seemed like he was back healthier, but a guy like Jason Tatum, who's been dealing with a shoulder injury, clearly did not look himself last night, especially a couple of times when he had the opportunity to knock down a couple game-winning threes.
I hear the music. I want to ask him a question because you were at that meeting, right, Caleb? So, we got to just thank you for coming on. When I hear the music, I don't want to, because I want to talk about, what's going on with the top tier here, but yet they ain't scared. The Hawks aren't scared of them. As a matter of, as Caleb has brought up, these guys are healthy. They're playing with grit. He used a different word. I called it bounce, the way they're playing and you know how they have handled. Last night they beat Yak Cousin from Boston, and then we saw what they did with Cleveland a few weeks back. Can we say out loud that there's some teams above them that are kind of scared of the Hawks and maybe not want to face them? Can we say that with confidence, Caleb?
I mean, look, I think this Celtics team wouldn't want to see them in a first-round playoff series because it would just be like, it's more of like, you're supposed to be able to take it a little bit easier in that first round and then things get more difficult. I think our own Mike Conti he tweeted out last night that the Hawks are 6-1 against the top three teams in the East, so Boston, Cleveland, and New York. They are certainly not afraid. I'm curious to see what they look like when we see this Knicks team on Monday because, the last time they saw them in New York, Trey was rolling dice on the court.
I think they're good. Yeah.
And some guys standing in front of him, too, like Don Corleone. That was great. Caleb, as always, thank you, buddy, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Caleb.
All right, you guys have a good one.
We'll be in touch. And remember, he just mentioned Hawks in New York. We've got that game for you here in case you can't get in front of a TV. Pre-tip at 2:30, tip at 3 o'clock. It is Sam and Greg. We're going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour, get you set for a full day of football action. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with us on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this 19th day of January. Thank you, as always, for letting us be a part of your weekend morning. It's going to be with you tomorrow morning, King Day. We will be on from 6 until 10. We get an extra hour tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
It's going to be real, real nice. So we're getting you set for basketball action. Of course, the national championship game that night. But today it's all about the NFL, and we will have both of those games for you. If you can't get in front of a TV, first one, pregame at 2:30, kick at 3 o'clock, and we'll have all that action for you right here. Tomorrow, Hawks in New York, we will have that game for you. And then on Wednesday, Hawks versus Detroit will be here. And while I'm at it, Thursday versus Toronto.
There you go.
All of that right here. Man, I was sitting there, you bop around on the internet and things just pop up. And I hadn't seen this interview done in its entirety, but this little segment came out and I didn't know this story. Because I like everybody, thinks that song that Noel came back with was about his eventual wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know who I'm talking about? Billy Joel sings it. Christy Brinkley.
She was in the music video.
No. I mean, yes, she was in the music video.
She was in the video.
But that ain't who he originally wrote this for.
Okay.
And I did know that they even dated. But he wrote this song when he was with Elle Macpherson.
Okay. Well, hey,
that's a good way to put it.
They ain't no bad.
But the other thing about this, and then he started talking about, and he was being really honest because Howard Stern was putting him up against it, and talking about the people who would be around his piano or in the studios with him when he was making music. And one of the trio, because he mentioned that they knew each other too, that, Christy and
Elle.
Oh,
obviously.
But you know who else was around that piano with them? Now think about this trio. Elle Macpherson, Christy Brinkley, and a young Whitney Houston.
Okay. She built just like them.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a model.
No, you're absolutely right, but I'm just saying.
They couldn't sing like Whitney, but, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you get me them, if I could play piano and got them three around there, you know what y'all can do. all y'all. Yeah, Sam and Greg, yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A couple other things I want to throw out.
Yeah, please.
Because this week I communicated with a friend of our show, and I shared it both with you and Noel. Adam Alexander, a friend of our show, got his assignment for this year. We're going to have to see him in several places now with Amazon Prime Video, Turner Sports, and CW. So now that he has all of his deals in place, he's going to join us. Maybe we get with him next weekend and just explain how NASCAR is going to be in different places this year. When people want to go and see the pre-race show, I don't know if they're going to do anything like race day every afternoon or something that he was doing before on FS1. I'm not sure. He will explain all of this to us when we get a chance to be joined by Adam.
Adam has a very special place in the history of this show. Because during the pandemic, when nothing was happening, he continued to come on with us. And then the first sport that we actually had going on was virtual racing.
Mm-hmm.
And he came on, didn't do plow.
It was the one sport where the actual participants could play the virtual sport. You could have pro football players playing Madden,
right,
but they don't play as well as people who really play Madden, like, and make money in money tournaments playing Madden. You know, if you just want to watch some football players play it, okay. But, I mean, the guys who really play it well and make money playing it, you know, are a whole different thing. And the same thing is true for a lot of different sports that you see. But when it came to, you know, the iRacing, as it's known, it's something that the actual drivers could participate in. They build little rigs in their houses and were able to actually participate.
And the daughter walked in on, was it Larson? Kyle Larson was doing something.
While he was doing it,
yeah, he was,
you know,
there.
Right.
And his little daughter walked in on the roof, you know, while he was racing.
So I mean, that's the one thing that NASCAR could do was have the actual drivers participate, and people enjoyed watching it. So I mean, until we can get the real drivers and real cars back on the track. Anyway. So Adam was there with us, and you know, he had been part of everything with Fox and with Fox FS1. Like I said, NASCAR is going in a number of different directions this season. So he's at three places. He's going to be at Amazon Prime, at Turner Sports, and CW, and he's going to be joining us on Sunday morning. So we look forward to having
him. There were a lot of people who got educated last night. And when you said Madden, too, it reminded me today was Frank Caliendo's birthday.
Okay.
The guy who has a career on doing John Madden impressions. But you know, we talk about John Madden, and there were people of a certain age who just did not even know about his coaching.
Right.
They just know him as a broadcaster and in the game.
They just know the game.
There was another one of those moments last night where there were a lot of people who were wondering why this NASCAR owner was on the sidelines of Washington Commanders. They had Joe Gibbs out there.
Oh. And for a whole another generation.
I mean, really, right? And you, and not only that, you think about what this dude did. Again, his career, he's in that category. You know, I put, you know, Jimmy Johnson and I even forgot his name now. Tim Duncan, those all-time greats who were like, oh, yeah, this dude won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Dropped a mic. Who does that?
Yep.
There's guys who had to go to college because they couldn't do it without the one they had. And once he left, the team unraveled.
And then he goes over to another sport and goes right to the top of that. I think he's in both Hall of Fames. You think of a man who is in both
Hall
of Fames?
You're talking about Joe Gibbs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely.
Just amazing with what Coach has been able to do.
Sheesh.
Speaking of coaches.
Yes.
Dawn Staley. And I'm looking at the other side of the glass.
She got herself one.
Through 2030, at a deal that will amount to $25.2 million coaching at University
That's just from South Carolina. Carolina.
South Carolina.
That's not
I mean, that's amazing stuff. And, you know, we've seen her in commercial spots and everything, too, and whatnot that comes her way. She deserves everything that comes her way. But Thursday night.
Yeah, buddy.
Get your popcorn. Today is National Popcorn Day.
Yeah, say that again. Where's that place at this
today is National Popcorn Day
today. I'll find it while you're telling this story.
Okay, and get your popcorn ready for Thursday night because it's South Carolina against LSU. And that's always fun, always great to see Dawn Staley and Kim Mulkey go at it and their teams
go at it. And what's she going to wear?
Preview. Yeah, you know, it's...
That's the thing.
Look at me. That's just part of it. That's part of it. That's coming up Thursday night, folks. And as we get set to... really turn our attention to basketball, get caught up on the basketball season. If you haven't been following college game and the SEC, we talk about the SEC in football, you need to see what SEC is doing in basketball. I think as of yesterday, about 13 teams in the conference that would qualify for the tournament.
Auburn beat Georgia.
Auburn beat Georgia. Tight game.
Yeah, it was.
You know, over in Athens, the Georgia team is playing very well. They're 14-4 now. Final score in that was 70-68. Auburn, the number one team. You know what? Auburn being the number one basketball team.
You know, it,
this week, four of your top five teams were in the SEC. We're talking Auburn. We're talking Alabama. You know, Tennessee. You know, so this is amazing what's happening in the conference with basketball. So now that the football is winding down, we can plug into what's happening with the basketball
teams. I can't find
your
thing, man. Shout out to KB, too, by the way.
Yeah, shout out, KB.
Yeah.
Be safe out there. Be safe
out
there.
Where's the popcorn thing, man, up in Springs?
Well, it's going to be everywhere, but one was at Springs, the theater up in Sandy Springs. That you can go in and have your dinner while you're watching at Spring Cinemas. That's it, up there. Yeah, Spring Cinemas and Tap House.
Okay.
And they're saying popcorn, you bring your own bucket, and they will fill it up for $7.50 today. And that's usually the medium size.
I don't know.
You bring the bucket, they're going to fill it up. Light on the salt, but do give me a splash of that butter, and I'm good. National Popcorn Day is today. Don't miss it. Be there.
You know what I forgot? We forgot to bring up with Karen Pestano when she was here from Tennis Panorama, is get her thoughts on what we noticed this morning. Andy Murray is with Djokovic.
Working with Djokovic. You know what I mean? Hey, you know about the respect that makes with somebody who's been a competitor, an opponent, mm-hmm. someone you faced in some of the top matches, and you think enough of this person, say, hey, why don't you come into my camp? You know, I need you to give me something. I'm at the stage where these other guys are going to start reeling me in, give me something. Because Murray is a story in just getting back out there. When you think about the limitations he had, the surgeries that he had to have in the latter part of his career, and he continued to get out there and, like, you know, compete right along with other players that were coming up and were winning. So to have him agree to come and be in his camp, to me, it's pretty huge. It's pretty huge. So that's what he has working with him. Another person we did mention that's always our home folks, Coco Gauff. Once she dropped her set, she lost her set for the first time this year, but she came back and steamrolled those last two, and she's on to the next round also. She's into the quarterfinals this week.
I don't know what this means. I don't know if this is selfish of me to say or just misguided, but I want – in the two games that we got going on today, Ravens tonight, Ravens going up against the Bills, but that Eagles-Rams match where they're supposed to have snow in Philly, I want the Rams to win because they will then host – Washington.
Okay.
Which means business, more business for LA. But giving those firefighters that are still going to be working next week a chance to stop. They did a thing yesterday in the pregame before that Lions game where one of the guys from the Fox pregame show was out with actual firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked in a way that reminded me of what we saw when we saw the firemen that were working on 9/11. And how they were just looking forward to Yankees games, baseball coming back. So, you know, they were all doing 12-hour shifts like what's going on in Los Angeles. And they were looking forward to sitting down and having something to watch a game, but having something to look forward to during their time off. Obviously, along with
sleep. It
means
a lot. It means a lot.
Absolutely. So that's what I want to see. Plus, if Washington's going to make, they got to earn it. So they're going to have to win two road games.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of want to see Matthew Stafford get back there. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to get whoever wins between the winner of tonight and the Chiefs, but is he, without a doubt, slam dunk Hall of Famer to you?
I believe so now that he has a Super Bowl win.
Okay.
Noel? He had the numbers.
Without question. See, you hesitated just a little bit, but then when you thought
so?
About that Super Bowl win.
But also because of the receiver that's in the Hall of Fame that he was throwing the ball to.
Well, yeah. That was in Detroit.
Right. Those yards have to get somewhere. All those yards that Calvin got, you know, somebody.
Yeah, but people forget about that until he got the ring.
You can't forget about that. You can't, but
Phillip Rivers got a whole bunch of guys who caught a bunch of yards, and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he'll get there. Rivers will get there. He has those kind of yards.
Okay. I think he should too.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes
some people say, well, he didn't win, and he didn't. But he's going to be there.
You know what? In a related story, just I don't know why this popped into my head today, would have been Junior Seau's birthday. Speaking of San Diego Chargers.
Chargers. Well, now Los Angeles Chargers.
I know now, but Philip Rivers is there. But no, I would like to see the Rams get back, and I'd like to see them do something for that community. And I got no problem with Matthew Stafford and that Rams team going back. Now, I don't care who wins, but I think he gets back and he gets the two Super Bowls, the doors are wide open for him. You don't even think about it. So my question then is, what will happen with his coach? Will Sean McVay continue being the head coach of the Rams?
Or will he get that TV gig?
Well,
you know, that's well you know what? It, to me, that's something that's just waiting for him if he wants it.
Right.
To me, it's there. He's tailor-made.
We can't get out of here without bringing you back on. And the thoughts on all the stuff. You pick your spot.
Well, he's so young. He was known as the youngest head coach for so long that he'll retire in a couple years or two in the next phase of his life and still be in that pocket to enjoy it, especially him with all the fame and in L.A. And he's one of the more quote unquote handsome coaches of the league. Yeah, it's all right there waiting for him.
You know, we know of the conversation that's swirling around what's going on in Pittsburgh, and we don't know what's going to happen. The Bears even attempting to try some trade or talk to Mike Tomlin this past week. But let's say that they push him out, because it don't sound like he wants to leave. But let's say they push him out. And you talk about coaches going into the broadcast booth. Man, you talk about between him and being an interesting listen, calling a game, and the stories that they would come, at least for me. I wouldn't want them on the same broadcast because they'd kind of cancel each other out. But if you got those two dudes being, you know, announcers for NFL games moving forward, it would have much time for one of them, if not both of them, to be in primetime spots or the number one announcer on that network.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yeah, they're going to be there.
Plus, they're going to be what's next.
Yeah.
You got to talk. And these guys have been with this generation of players. All the more reason for them to put them in the booth.
Yeah.
What do we got to do before we get on out of here, man?
Remind people that they're blocked off the streets down around Centennial Olympic Park. They're getting ready to have the trophy trot. We got a race. What did we do well in Atlanta? People running through the streets. That's what's happening. That's about to happen. I think the registration closes up at 9 o'clock, so it's just about 5 minutes away, and they're going to be running the trophy.
And the winner gets tickets to the game.
How about that, folks?
Yeah.
When you see the price of them things right now, what they're going for. Wonder how much parking's going to be tomorrow. You know, I mean, last time they had this thing here, the smooth lot that's across the street,
mm-hmm.
they were getting $1.50. They were getting $150 for folks to park. I'm just wondering.
Let's
check
on Tuesday. We'll check back on Tuesday.
You know, no matter how much people are going to get to park tomorrow night downtown, it's going to be interesting.
We will be with you from 6 until 10 tomorrow.
They're not going to charge us $150.
No, they ain't going to charge us. We're going to get there. We might get there about 2 hours from now.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get in there real early tomorrow before everything starts moving, right?
Early tomorrow morning.
But don't forget, Fan Central is open today. It is absolutely free. So if you want to get a part of it, you don't get a ticket to the game, you can ride MARTA into town, go to the Georgia World Congress Center, and get a look at some of the things and have the experience of the college championship game.
Let's just drive everybody to the websites and just see what the events are that are going on around the city. So much is going on today and tomorrow, connected with the various events that we have going on. Plenty to do, but also layer yourself up starting later on today.
Yep.
It is about to get cold in this city.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, thank you. We will be with you tomorrow morning. Noel, thank you. Mr. Fricky is up next. Have yourself a big day. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.